Consumers are seeing the impact at the gas pump, with gasoline prices rising at a time when they're supposed to be going down.
I got gas the other day. It was only $2.65, and today is $3.09. It's unbelievable.
And they keep going up higher and higher. It means it's less money in people's paychecks to be able to do other things.
Oil prices rose to new highs this week after the U.S. Energy Department reported a sharp decline in oil inventories. But Martin Henneke at the Hong Kong-based investment firm Taish Group says reduced oil supplies are not the only reason prices are going up.
Some people might be thinking at first it's just because of the demand for oil, but I think what we are seeing now, especially in the last few days, is the U.S. dollar is tanking. And there's a big U.S. financial crisis too, and I think that's certainly one of the reasons a lot of investors are selling off the U.S. dollar, looking for other currencies, but also looking for tangible assets as a way to shelter from the U.S. dollar crisis.
Energy trader Ray Carbone at Paramount Options says oil futures are especially popular with investors right now because it provides a hedge against a weak dollar.
I think there's a flight from the dollar, and anytime the dollar is at all-time, which it is again making a new low against the euro today and perhaps against the pound, that is going to drive people away from the dollar as an investment and into commodities where they can do some higher returns.
With oil demand expected to go up this winter, traders say the $100 per barrel mark is just around the corner. That will mean higher prices for everything else, from home heating to airline tickets. Economists say it could also leave consumers with less money to spend just as the holiday shopping season gets underway. Millar Sega, VOA News.